Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports.
KSL Sports.
Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Every day in a coaching search is so critical. And for BYU basketball, as they look for their next head man, every day, every moment, every hour, time is ticking as BYU looks to pick up the pieces left behind by Mark Pope as he moves on to Kentucky. Mark Pope will be introduced by Kentucky tomorrow on Sunday. Kind of interesting there, isn't it? 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, he'll be introduced at Rupp Arena. I'm sure Cougar fans will, I know I'll be somewhat interested in what he has to say there. He hasn't, as of this show, issued any sort of statement about departing BYU, which a little surprising so far to not see some sort of wordy social media graphic that 98% of people probably don't read the entire quote, but still the gesture you would think would be there, but I'm sure he'll say something in that press conference, I would think. But it's interesting times for BYU basketball nonetheless moving forward in this coaching search, Matt.
Yeah, to say the least, it's interesting times. And man, Mitch, BYU is in such a hard situation because this program was ascending, man. I think that is what is so hard. I wonder if you feel the same way. I feel like I speak for Cougar Nation when I say this. The excitement for hoops, it's never going to be football, but it was as close to football as since the Jimmer era, honestly. It just,
good point.
There was so much optimism. You looked at this team, there were so many guys coming back. There's Colin Chandler's mission winding down. Like, what happens there? Isaac Davis. And now it's like, it's all in flux. It could all be gone in a second. And it's like, it's hard to believe that we are here. The NCAA tournament to maybe a total rebuild? How did this happen?
It's wild. I remember at the Big 12 tournament in Kansas City last month, talking with Mark Durant, analyst for BYU Sports Network. And I remember saying to him, you know, it was after the UCF win. And I said to him, you know, this BYU team, you know, getting that gritty win, you just think about the program going forward. I said, I mean, I might be in the minority. I said, I think BYU basketball is going to be better if they maintain this roster, if they maintain Mark Pope. And I remember Mark saying, you know, those are big ifs because you just never you never know in this climate of college right. sports today. And, you know, and I think I bring that up because, you know, I understand NIL, that it should be a thing that players get the chance to profit off their name, image, and likeness. I 100% agree with that. But it is frustrating, I think, for fans, Matt, that the college model of, you know what, hey, this young group that did something special, they're going to just run it back next year. That's what it used to be. And, you know, just this past Monday, way too early polls come out. And BYU's as high as number 10 in the USA Today way too early poll. And this new era is very trying on fans. And it's very difficult. And look, they're going to get players. They're going to still play games. But it's hard for fans, I think, at times to just pour their heart into these teams because it's like, well, are they just going to be gone in 9 months? And NIL is, and what makes it so unique too is that fans are also kind of being asked, hey, let's pay for this team. Hey, you're going to pay a lot for your tickets. Also, buy the team. And last night, Tom Holmoe, he wasn't blatantly saying, hey, buy the team, but he did share a video on Instagram Reels on the Royal Blue Collective Instagram page, which is the official NIL collective for BYU. This was BYU Athletic Director Tom Holmoe last night around midnight. Late nights on the Instagram for Tom Holmoe, he uploaded this video.
Cougs, here at BYU, we are different. We build different. We've always had to approach athletics in a way that's different. We have a different focus and a different mission. Different can be really good. As an athletic department and with the increased support of our collective, the Royal Blue, we are doing NIL different. And in a way, that can be really good. We have the ability to compete, to recruit, and retain like never before. Now, more than ever, as we look to build off our men's basketball program's great success last season and maintain stability, we can all help. You, the fans, are part of all of our success. And rain or shine, you show up for our teams. You contribute to all the new heights we've climbed to. You'll be there with us next season. The Royal Blue will be right there too. Our collective is an important part of our stability moving forward. Royal Blue is there to take care of our current players, our future players once they're here, and our future coach. Get involved, be engaged, be in our venues, cheer on our teams, support the collective, support our beloved athletes. Amazing things.
Your thoughts?
That was tough to listen to, Mitch. To me, this sounded a little bit like, hey, we need some more money if we're going to retain some of these players with no coach.
And just to give everyone up to speed, and all these stories are on KSLSports.com, point guard Dallin Hall, portal. Ali Khalifa, portal. Jackson Robinson, his eligibility, he could be moved on, but no one's expecting him to come back without Mark Pope. So key players from last year's team, right now, not part of it. NIL Collective's got to be now a big role, and it seems like that's the messaging from Tom Holmo.
Which I don't love, because BYU fans are loyal. They support, and they have endured a lot over the past 10 years when it comes to the change of college athletics, Mitch. We're talking significantly different pricing structures. We're talking season ticket holders having the rugs pulled from underneath them after years and years of commitment. And you don't get a lot back. Like, we all know a lot of people in the Cougar Club, people have donated to the collective. It's write the check and thank you, and that's it. There's not a lot of extra access. There's not a lot of extra gear or swag or opportunities. It's just fund this machine and thanks for your donation, which I just do not love. And I do not think that that is right to ask the fans for that when you don't get more. I'm still a little bugged by how things went down at the start of the pandemic, where it was donate all this money. The church is the sponsor of the university, and they have a lot of financial avenues outside of tithing that can help out in situations where, if that's what needs to be done, then figure it out. And if that's not an avenue, maybe this, I don't want this to happen because I love BYU sports and I want to watch it. But if we're begging the fans to fuel the machine, maybe it's time to pull the plug. Like,
Matt, don't be.
I obviously don't want that to happen.
No, but it's trying times. And it's very difficult. And I think the issues facing BYU are very real. Despite being in the Big 12 Conference, despite having improved access more than ever before, coaching searches in an NIL era are so much more trying and challenging on an athletic department, because the moment Mark Pope leaves and gets officially announced by Kentucky, Dallin Hall's in the portal. And Dallin Hall, and I think with Dallin Hall too, Ali Khalifa, like, honestly, that loss, it makes sense. If he goes to Kentucky, more power to him. That blows me away that he might be at Kentucky, honestly. I mean, I think it was a great fit at BYU for this past season for what Mark Pope was running. But Dallin Hall feels like, no matter the coach, and you shouldn't take this for granted because you don't blame a young man for exploring his options and having things in front of him. But that's a guy that represents, to me, that's BYU through and through. No matter the coach, Dallin Hall is going to be a BYU man. And if he's going portaling, why wouldn't anyone else? Why, if you're Richie Saunders, why, if you're Foose, why would you not go in the portal right now? Because there's so much uncertainty. And, hey, like, if I was, 20-something-year-old, it'd be hard to turn down the type of money these guys could get. If you're an honorable mention all-Big 12 guy like Foose and Dallin Hall, you could probably get some real opportunities, some legit financial offers. Now, I feel like part of me, I would be that guy. If I was in their shoes, they would probably just stay with BYU. I feel like if I was, I mean, but still, it would be so dang tempting as a young person to have that type of money and offers there, because it's real, Matt. And these guys get back-channeled recruiting, and people try to connect with their camps and say, hey, you want to go do this and look at this? You know, so, and Dallin Hall was someone that, you know, was maybe looking at possibly portaling for a little bit, but I think he just wanted to, he wants to have the options in front of him right now to kind of hear everything out and give BYU the chance to hire the head coach. But time is of the essence, and BYU's got to act, Matt, and they got to get a coach. And I don't think the move here is to say, fans, you got to pay for this team.
Well, coming back to Tom Holmoe's message, I would have liked a message that from Tom that Alabama got when Nick Saban retired. Hey, players, give me 48 hours. We're going to have this thing locked down. And he did. He went and got a great up-and-coming coach. Did they have some attrition? Of course, because that's college sports today, Mitch. But they righted the ship quickly when that thing could have gotten off the tracks with the retirement announcement of Nick Saban. Instead, we're getting the NIL message. I want the message of, hey, I'm getting you a coach in the next 72 hours, so just hang tight until that happens. So to not get that message when you finally hear from the athletic director, a little discouraging.
Let's take a break. On the other side, we could talk more about this, get into more pieces about the roster and all the angles and storylines that come with a coaching search. A new era is approaching for BYU basketball as they go into year two in the Big 12 Conference. Cougar Sports Saturday, and it's powered by KSL Sports.